السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. How are you مولانا؟
الحمد لله الحمد لله. How is مولانا keeping?
For the favor of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, I am well, can't complain مولانا, and hope you're doing well as well.
جي الحمد لله الحمد لله. How is the recovery doing going?
شكرا الحمد لله. Just doing some physio. I learned a new term now, ROM, range of movement. Which we all take for granted now. You just try to create the range of movement and try to stretch your hand further. It's painful when it comes to a certain point, but inshallah, make dua that everything comes right, inshallah.
Inshallah, inshallah. Mulana Sahib, the holidays are coming up. The children are planning to go here, to go there. How can we, at the same time, not be so strict upon them, but have that balance? What can we do for this?
Jazakallah khair, Mulana, for bringing on that particular topic for discussion, because our school children, you know, they have holidays four times a year, and we've got to see to it that they enjoy their holidays, but within the spirit of Islam, inshallah. So the topic you praise today is really quite interesting, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all our listeners of Markaz Sahaba. We know that holidays can be great fun. Now, parents must be positive also, and they have to be creative, they have to be interactive as well. And there is a good opportunity for us as parents to recharge our children's spiritual batteries. You see, usually on weekdays, we are in our own work. The mother's working in the kitchen, the children go off to school, they go to madrasa, and the father goes off to work early in the morning. But holidays are a time where we spend it all together. So we must consider it a joyous break, unity in the family, and we are away from our busy schedules, you know. So you'll find that young children, I notice them in the family also, that when holidays are coming now, they kick off with great excitement. I just find my grandson is telling me, he says, oh, now two nights left, right? Then we're going, two nights. So they actually count the time, the hours as well, ready now when they're going to start packing the vehicle and they're going. Now, with the excitement, it kicks off. Parents, they fear one word, you know, when they go, Mulana, and that word is, I'm bored. You don't want your children to ever say, I'm bored. So now what we have to do as parents is, you know, the children's energy, you know, we've got to find a creative means to mature them and to stimulate them. That's very, very important. So, you know, it's good to have fun, that's sure, but it must be always done in such a way that we do not compromise our Islamic way of life. This is of utmost importance. Lots of times when you go on a holiday, then you find that the Islamic way of life is compromised. I'll give you a story. This is many, many years back. At that particular time, there was no sahuk. And, you know, you could, anybody within the family could just book a ticket, get visa on arrival, and they will come for Hajj or for Umrah. And it was this one occasion of Hajj when I was with my friend. And it was a little while after Isha that we bought something to eat, and we were sitting on the side, just enjoying the sumptuous meal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had provided for us. And then there were some South African young girls and some boys. And, you know, the boys just had their heads shaved off after Umrah. And the girls were mocking them and laughing and joking and all these type of things. And this is right in the Mubarak place. So I was discussing with my friends to see, like, you know, how attitudes can, the conduct changes, you know, when you come into contact with the opposite sex and these things happen. So it can even happen in holy places, you know, where there's fun, joking, and contrary to what Sharia wants from us. So we have to mature our children, and we have to create an environment where we don't compromise on any aspect of our Islamic life. So, you know, these holidays here, They're pressure-free in many instances, and it's a chance to reflect and possibly change our lives also for the better. So what there's one aspect that the parents largely ignore when we go on holidays, how to guide our children. It's just not pleasure and fun and enjoyment. You know, we must create an environment free from, basically saying a sin-free vacation. And this is responsibility falls on the parents to a very, very great extent. We must not imitate, un-Islamic Western lifestyles. Now, there are many instances where children go on vacation camps. Sometimes they are organized by madrasas as well. And I remember I've been on some of these during the young days in madrasa. We would take a group of children just for a day's excursion, or alternately, going out for 2 or 3 days break, we've had those particular experiences as well. And it's vivid in my memory as a young boy where our madrasa in Germiston, Madrasa Quwat al-Islam, they would arrange some buses, and then they should take us out to Clip River or some other place here. And I've seen people doing spear fishing. In those young days, I remember, we had one uncle, Ahmed Pandor. He was very, very, he was one of the Jamaat officials. And Ahmed Bhai, they told us youngsters to collect cow dung. We were quite surprised. Now, what do we have to collect cow dung for? And then cow dung, when we went to India, then we've seen that it actually gets slapped onto the mud walls of the people's houses, and they look like patties, and they use it for fire, for cooking. So this dried cow dung was collected, and then they lit a fire with it. So all those vivid memories, are there in the young days when we went fishing and a little bit of camping and all that, in groups and that. So you have these vacation camps, and lots of this there's intermingling, and then it's a situation where you lose it, where the teachers also become very, very free with the students. And it can lead to many, many ill things. I mean, sleeping out in camping halls or whatever the case may be. And there is no concept of parda and all these things here. So these vacation camps can also be detrimental instead of being fun for the children from the spiritual perspective.
Sure.
Then the parents have a great responsibility also to guide the children to an Islamic lifestyle. This is very, very important.
Mm.
And this comes through by making ta'aleem. It's not only at our home, but even on holidays, we must create an environment of deen by making ta'aleem. It's very, very important. And the important thing is salah. There's no holiday for salah, wherever we may be. You can be on the beach and you read salah. I remember on the boat fishing, and we were at the Kariba, fishing for Nilotika, and then we'll find that we take turns maybe to read our salah. There was a brother in tears by, well organized. We would, at about just past 1 o'clock, we would have another boat come to us, and we should call that the DHL. And then that boat should pick us up from our fishing boat, which was now anchored, at the spot where we're catching fish. And then we should go out to the banks. A lot of crocodiles and everything there as well. And then he would take some exercise mats, and we would have something to eat, and then we would read our Zohar Salah, and then we would have a siesta, out on the banks of the Kariba. So beautiful. And then we have about an hour, three quarters of an hour to an hour's worth of siesta, nice pelula, the afternoon nap. And then we come back to our DHL boat. And then he brings us back to our boat on the water where we anchored, and then we count the fish and give it to him, and he takes it, then puts it, cleans it up and puts it in the freezer room. And then we sit there again right until the sun is setting, and we're catching fish. So we would always give, the priority to our salah. It's very important, and this must never, ever be forgotten. We must give priority to our salah, right? And we must see which environment we go to. I mean, you find some questions being asked, like the children are going to Sun City. Now, what good can there be in going to Sun City, you know, and there's a gambling venue there, and there's all these places of evil that does manifest there.
Mm.
I mean, there can be no goodness that can come out from places like that. So we've got to look at the environment where we're going to. Fortunately, in the South African context, many of the places that we go to, nature reserves, mountainous resorts, you know, or the ocean, etc. And these are places where we can reflect about the kudrat and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are very, very, very beautiful places to go to and to enjoy these moments. I remember I once went to Pinnacle Point, you know, in the Cape. And you won't believe Mossel Bay and those areas are absolutely beautiful. And, you know, after Fajr, you would take a stroll. They don't allow any vehicles onto that entire estate, you know, holiday estate, and it's a golf estate as well. So what you do is you just come at the entrance, the reception, you take your car, and then they put all your luggage that you require in a golf cart, and the golf cart takes you. So there's no vehicles, nothing, and you know you can walk, and there's different trails that even pass through that particular area. I think the Otis Trail and all those places, it's very, very interesting. So these environments of nature, they actually build your iman. I remember one of our sheikh was at the, he was in Kruger National Park, and it was mentioned there, somebody made a statement that from the foreigners sitting nearby, that it's very, very peaceful here. One of our brothers said, "Sheikh, you know what they're saying, it's very, very peaceful here." He says, "Yes, it must be peaceful, because the magnitude of sin that takes place in the cities doesn't happen here in the wilderness."
Mm.
And that is why there is so much peace, there's so much contentment. So you've got to choose the right environment also for your children when you are going on a holiday. So you've got to check that out, very, very important. And then you've got to interact with your children as well, teach them. You know, it's also a good opportunity to, and we as parents got to set good examples, you know. We don't read our salah, but we expect our children to read salah. It can never, ever happen. So we've got to set a good example. And one of the worst things that can happen on holiday is to get into an argument, is to start squealing and fighting and quarreling and husband and wife having something. You mess up the entire holiday. So you've got to create a very, very joyous mood. You know, I remember myself when I had my son and my grandson, I was going somewhere, and, the children are arguing and they're making a noise in the back and disturbs you and makes you raise your voice and that. So I'm going to give one advice to the parents. My one friend, you know, Shabir Bhai Kalwai, always tells me, he says, never, ever give your children any sweets when you're traveling. Because you know what? It makes them hyper.
Mm.
They're active. So what you must give them is you must give them nuts, give them pistachios, give them some walnuts, give them some almonds, give them some dried fruit, you know. There's all these things that you can give them. So there's some beautiful, you know, in terms of diet also, you've got to concentrate on healthy things, and then you can really enjoy the trip that you are going. I once went with Maulana Mangli, Rahmatullah Ali, when we had three trips to Southwest Africa, and we went fishing, you know. On the skeleton coast, but it's quite interesting. But we should make our trip from here also a holiday. We go from here, Swaziland, stop there for Isha Salah, meet everybody there. Somebody would go home, they would bring some tea, fry some samosas. From there, we would go now after we finish to Freiburg. We reach Upington early hours of the morning, take out our chairs, open up the trailer, and take out some meat and braai some meat in the early hours of the morning. You know, the bakeries are open. You can smell the woof of the bread from the bakeries. Or get some bread to eat, you know, fresh hot bread with your braai. So, you know, it would take us maybe 1.5 days to get to Swakopmund, you know, past Walvis Bay. But we should make the entire trip, you know, a holiday itself. So, discuss some dini aspects and everything. It's so beautiful also. Also, the Quran-i-Majid doesn't go on holiday when we are on holiday. So what we have to do is we have to teach our children that they must read the Noble Quran. And we ourselves must also set an example that we read Fajr Salah. And after Fajr Salah, we're going to sit down for a little while and read Quran Sharif. And then we're going to take a walk outside and catch the beautiful morning breeze and the twilight and the sunlight, you know, was full of vitamin D in the earlier hours of the morning, you know, when the sun's rays shining, and come back and read Ishraq Salah. You know, how wonderful it will be also. And then cooperation also, you know what, we've got to teach the children some activities, household activities as well. Come on, we know the housekeeping will come and do the bed, but let's keep our rooms clean. Let's help our mom late night in the kitchen to clear up the kitchen. I mean, it must be a habit in every household that you don't just leave food lying all over the floor or dirty dishes at the table everywhere. And although housekeeping is going to come and clean up your room, take all the dishes and everything, put it by the basin, right? Don't leave any food open. You know, what needs to go into the freezer goes into the freezer. The floor is very, very dirty. Take the broom there and just sweep it a little bit, you know. And it's good to be in a clean, nice, good environment as well. And then you teach the children these household chores. It's so important, so nice. And they grow up with those habits, you know. Many places you go to pay for laundry. They may have to assist you in doing some washing. Let them do it. They may have to iron some clothing. Let them do that as well. Teach them some responsibility and teach them to be strong, not to be weak, you know. And then what is also good in many of the resorts and these particular places is sporting activities. You know, even on a beach, you play beach volleyball or tennis quoits and, you know, a little bit running or something like that. So there's so much to do, swimming, you know, but you just got to find the right environment. You know, usually when I go with friends, go early morning after Fajr when there's nobody at the pool. But you can find that some of the other pools are during the day, there's a lot of people and then there's a lot of Bay Hayai and everything there. You've got to take immodesty. So you've got to be careful as far as that particular aspect is concerned. Mm-hmm. Then there's archery also, you know, which you can take. There are places there's horse riding, especially in the Midlands near the Drakensberg and all these particular places. So let the children also learn horse riding. Enjoy the horse riding. You know, tell them that the Sahaba rode horses, how wonderful, how beautiful it would be. And then there's athletics as well. You know, a little bit of jumping, twisting, and all those type of things. That's to be so. It's strongly recommended, you know. Rasulullah Park Salawal is from race with Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And she beat him in the race. And then sometime later, he ran again, and he beat her. And he told her, tilka bi tilka, like, tit for tat, you know. Sure. That time you beat me, now I beat you. So who's the Nabi of Allah actually, you know, having a race with his wife, Bibi Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha? Look at the age gap between the two. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't lose that sense, you know what I mean, of enjoying that run with his one of the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And then also just take a little bit of time to make a little bit of dhikr together. La ilaha illallah, just before we sleep or after asr or whatever time it is. And teach the children the importance of dhikr and the remembrance of Allah. I mean, these are all learning phases that a person can inculcate in his life when he goes. And you must remember, these holidays are very, very, very memorable. You know, I still can tell some people, I had uncle, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him Jannatul Firdaus. You know, he had a Pontiac. And, you know, the back of the Pontiac was like wings. And the colors were amazing in those days. There were no Japanese cars. There were these Chrysler models and Pontiac and Dodge Polara and those particular vehicles. And I remember they had a plastic unit that they would slide in underneath the dashboard. And they had these his master's voice, seven singles. Well, anyway, those were the days, you know. So anyway, my uncle took us to my granny and my mom and my dad. We went to Wombat. And it was like, you know, you have to service the vehicle, do the oil change, and you've got to go. And it was only like 180, 200 kilometers. I mean, today we fly from cross-country, you know what I mean, all the modified engines and everything. But those days it was a pleasure. You could stop anywhere along the road. Oh, and it was... All those memories are vivid, vivid in my mind. You know, when we went to Wombat, then they had cubicles for the Indians, for non-whites. And it had one bath in it. many of our homes didn't know what a tub was. So just had a tub, and then we take out a bucket from the vehicle, and Granny had a jug, and then would let the hot water come into the bucket, and then just bath with that. That was warm baths in those particular days. So being a five-year-old, I at that particular time, till today now, I remember those particular incidents. So there's a lot of things that children will remember on a holiday. And the last thing we want them to remember is mom and dad having an argument or a fight or something like that. So you go in a joyous mood, enjoy the joyous mood, and come back with a joyous mood. Then there are many children at home who aren't able to go for a holiday because the parents are working or something like that. Then on the weekend also, you try and plan some events for them, you know. And if there's some elderly boys in the family and that, you know, some scientific experiments and things like that, you can do and keep yourself busy. There's so much to do. I mean, the time must not just be wasted, you know. I mean, you need to rest a little bit as well. But let your creativity come into action. In fact, the mothers, alhamdulillah, you know, with the children at home, they have a handful and a landful. But you know what? There are so many crafts and other activities, giving them the paintbrush and telling them to draw and to play around and everything. And with that creativity also, you know what I mean, you make fun of the holidays. It's also so wonderful as well. And then you can also teach them a bit of gardening. At the moment, you know, I'm emphasizing gardening to a very, very great extent, because what happened in the riots is you can have 20,000 rand, you won't be able to buy a loaf of bread. So you have to teach our, inshallah, I want to do a course and study on this year and then go around, and inshallah, through Markaz Sahaba also, we can implement this strategy of gardening, you know, and how important it is that we can live off the soil that Allah has given us also. Mm. So show your children also a lot of love. You know, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala should come, and he would stand up in respect for her. He should hold her hands. He should kiss her, you know, and he should make her sit down. So that was a fatherly love for his daughter. So, I mean, why can't we display the very, very same thing, same love for our children, you know? And, you know, don't buy their love, you know, with presents and gifts and money. Win their love over. And show them, you know, what affection and love really means. Because what you give them is what they will give their children in the future. Then ensure a sin-free vacation. Very, very important. So no cinemas, no movies, no immoral PC games, no haram chat rooms, you know, no discos. All these things are going to harm the iman. So we must have a sin-free environment. Then also in holidays, sometimes children say we're going off with our friends. So you have to be very, very careful, you know, that they have good company. And, you know, you have to be cheerful and positive, make the vacation joyful. And it must be spiritually and enriching for the children as well. And it's a good time also to develop the character. So while you are traveling, you know, driving through the car, it's a 4 or 5 hour journey, speak to them a little bit. And never ever raise your voice and get angry with them and spoil the mood. Tell them everything nicely, so beautiful, you know. So there's so much to do on holidays. And inshallah, Aziz, we make dua that you enjoy your holidays also. And sometimes, you know, lesser fortunate people in your family, if you can take them along with for a holiday once in a while, they will remember it forever. I remember I had Hafiz Aminuddin. Hafiz Aminuddin was a teacher in our madrasa, and it was raining one day. So just from, he told me, he says, can we just take these children and myself, just drop us off at the flat we live here nearby. So after madrasa, we sat in a car. I had a Mazda 323, you know. And we put in a whole lot of children in, as many could put in, and we took them. The next day he told me, he says, hey, I ate puiri bo khushuti, you know, this one girl was very, very happy. So I asked him why. He says, first time, she must have been about 9 years old. He says, first time she sat in a motor car. Out of all, a Mazda 323. So you know what? There are poor children in our community who enjoy something. Take them out also. And you know, for an ice cream or something, you'll get sawab, you know, as for sadaqah, doing something good as well. So yeah, what is the time is here, inshallah, what is this, make the best of it, Ji Mulana.
Jazakumullah khairan, Mulana. Important points that we need to be reminded so many times. I was just reflecting, our time is up, but I was just reflecting as Mulana was speaking that You can have your holiday in a Dini way. When I was small, I used to go with my bigger cousins, so we went to Durban. And my uncle there, I'll never forget this, and I always tell him when I meet him, that used to wake us up for Fajr Salah. After Fajr Salah, we have Ta'lim Fadaili Amal. And then we would go swim at the beach because there is absolutely nobody. And to my surprise, the water is extremely warm.
MashaAllah.
And with that memory, as Mulana said, who can wipe out those memories? And what made it so enjoyable is you weren't sinning. You just went, there's nobody there, there's no intermingling, absolutely clean fun, as we say. So important points, Mulana, make dua for us as well. And inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq also. We need to come visit Mulana also.
Inshallah, it will be a real pleasure to have you, Mulana.
Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.